Taking a quick look now at how the JSE ended the trading day. The All Share Index ending up about 0.5% at 57,648 points. Resource stocks up 0.25%. Financials really flat for the day, and industrials up nearly 1.5% on a strong showing from Naspers. Joining us for a bit more insight into the day's market action is Nesan Nair from Sasfin Securities. Nesan, Naspers, as I just mentioned, really pulling the whole exchange up for the day. You were talking about a deal involving Flipkart, which is a Naspers business in India. Walmart and Amazon, I believe, buying into that and sort of making South African shareholders a little bit more excited about Naspers' non-Tencent related businesses.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is what people in the industry refer to as the rump, or part of the rump of Naspers. In other words, Naspers minus Tencent. And this deal with Flipkart has been, you know, in the news for quite some time now. I think eventually getting done. They indicated that it will be ratified in the next 10 days. Naspers owns a 14% stake of it. It was not one of the companies that sold to Walmart, Amazon. But the valuation on Flipkart at that level that was that the 75% was purchased at, of 20 billion, values Naspers' stake of 14% at 2.8 billion. And remember
dollars,
that
right.
Dollars, yes. And remember that the market doesn't attribute any value to Naspers' non-Tencent holdings. So here's one holding of theirs. I think they invested $600 or $700 million a few years back. Now worth 2.8 billion. Give some insight into the sort of value that holds, that's inside that that rump of Naspers, I think.
Certainly interesting indeed, and it will be interesting to see what that means for Naspers' other businesses. On the losing side, we had Dis-Chem, which I think was the biggest loser on the JSE today. The pharmacy group reporting its first full year set of results since it listed on the JSE in November 2016. Those results, you know, would have looked positive to non-Dis-Chem analysts, revenue up around 13%, headline earnings up 12%, but that's what you get when you miss market expectations.
Yeah, market was expecting 25% growth on HEPS and came in at about 12 point something percent, so you know, almost half of what the market expected. And Dis-Chem was in a heady valuation, you know, north of 30 times PE. And I think when you're in that sort of valuation and you miss expectations by that margin, you know, the share price is going to be smashed. And it was down, I think, 5 or 6% yesterday, you know, today another 13%. It was down when it opened about 7 or 8%. And I think when New York opened, a lot of foreign investors also in this one as well, it just got smashed even more. It's trading now, I think, on a 25 PE, maybe slightly less forward. But I don't think the bad news is over just yet. I mean, the results weren't bad. You know, top line was still very impressive and I think in line with expectations. I think just a lot of the costs in building the infrastructure for growth going forward coming through the income statement this side and, you know, depressing those headline earnings.
The other shares, rather, that were under pressure were the gold mining stocks, Anglo Gold, Sibanye down. Of course, this week we had the historic settlement in the class action case involving Silicosis, those mining companies putting aside around 5 billion rand to pay out mine workers and mine worker families that have been affected by Silicosis. But also today, very sadly, four people losing their lives at a Sibanye mine from following a cave-in. Others remain trapped underground. Would you attribute that to the fall in those stocks?
Yeah, I think to an extent the sentiment around it is still going to be negative. Remember, it was a seismic event. But I think with South African gold miners mining at such deep levels, you know, invariably this sort of thing is going to happen. And it's a very dangerous game out there. And, you know, obviously the authorities, I think the ANC made an announcement early on that Sibanye should prioritize safety. There is going to be a much greater focus now on safety. You know, we had these safety stoppages a few years back in the platinum industry. And I think with what's happened now, you know, we can expect to see them, you know, continue, which is not good for gold production.
Let's take a brief look at some international news before we bring it back home. U.S. jobs numbers are today for April. That coming in strongly, sort of perhaps putting pressure on the U.S. Fed to hike rates sooner than anticipated. They didn't hike this week. Do you expect that rate hikes could be brought forward?
I think that the fact that, you know, the 124,000 jobs were created in the last month, obviously, unemployment now below 4%. It certainly is a lot stronger, or the U.S. economy is a lot stronger than what maybe you know, people anticipated, and that just puts pressure on the Fed to increase interest rates at a slightly higher pace than what the market was pricing in before. With that increased pressure, you know, there is a big focus now on valuation in market, and higher interest rates imply, you know, slightly lower valuations. And with the valuations having run ahead of themselves, especially in the U.S. market, I think the investors are probably sitting on the sidelines and saying, well, we've had a great run in the last 10 years. Let's take a bit more off the table. And I think that's exactly what we're beginning to see this week.
We're going to get a stock pick in a second, a brief one. Next week, the JSE welcomes two new listings, Lipstar, the consumer goods company, and then Vivo Energy. Now, Vivo Energy started trading on the LSE, the London Stock Exchange, today, with a market cap of more than £2 billion, or 34 billion rand. Certainly a big stock, a big company that will be joining the JSE. What do you make of these new listings? Are you positive as to what this means for activity on the market?
Listen, Lipstar is, I think, the fifth biggest food producer in the country. Obviously, with the news around Tiger Brands, I'm not sure it's the best time to be listing a food producer. But, you know, they certainly have a decent enough footprint, and I think we'll have to just watch that one. Interesting you mentioned Vivo Energy. It's not one that I follow particularly closely. But Montauk came out with results today. Remember, it's a renewable energy provider. And that share was up quite strongly, 7 or 8%. You know, they use, I think they produce gas out of in a renewable format, and is very closely linked, obviously, with HCI. So, you know, maybe it's the right time now to start listing these energy companies. You know.
Having said that, what is your stock pick this Friday?
I'm going to go for Naspers. I think, you know, a lot of concerns, a lot of news flow in the market in the last few months around, you know. It's holding in Tencent, and I think they've proved to the market that they can monetize that. And of course, I mean, for me, the big attraction is the rump is not even priced into the shared Naspers. And we see now, I mean, with this deal with Flipkart, that there is assets within Naspers that have got considerable value for which the market is not taking any cognizance of right now. So, you know, I'll be patient. You know, I'll buy into something like Naspers at these sort of levels. And hopefully, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, they'll be able to monetize that rump.
We'll leave it there. Nesson Nair is from Sasfin Securities.